Hello, I am Upper School Shelton film teacher Hunter Dusing, and joining me are cast and crew from Radium Girls, our fall play. We have Kate Ladd, who played the lead in the play. Hello, Kate.
Hi.
And we have Matthew Madison, one of the stage managers for the tech side. Hello, Matthew.
Hello.
Radium Girls was kind of a different production for Shelton this year. Kate, can you talk about it from the kind of acting side for you as far as like subject matter goes?
So Radium Girls was set in the early 1920s, and it follows a group of girls who worked at a watch painting factory. The watches were used during World War I, and they were glow in the dark. And the way that they glowed in the dark was through radium-based paint. And so the way that the girls painted watches, they dipped their paintbrushes into the radium paint, and then they touched it to their lips so that they could point the brush and write the numbers precisely. By doing that, they got small bits of radium in their mouth, and these girls were teenagers, and they worked there for many years. And so they got more and more radium in their mouths, and it caused them cancer. So then it follows their lawsuit and what happens to them.
Yeah, it's a very interesting subject. From the performance side, can you kind of talk about your experience at Shelton being in theater here and sort of how the theater program here has kind of allowed you to explore that side of your creative ability?
Well, so I came from Highland Park. So when I was involved in productions there, it was a lot different because everyone here who wants to do a production can be involved in some way, whether it's crew, being an actor. But at Highland Park, you're either an actor or your crew, and if you don't make it, you don't make it, and that's tough, you know. So I got to be really involved here, and it allowed me to really experiment and get to know people better, which is crazy because a lot of my friends are from theater, and it just is a good community, I guess.
So I did theater in high school, and you definitely develop a circle of friends in that group through that shared love of performing. But I also know the crew side is quite different. Matthew, what made you interested in being a stage manager, essentially?
My freshman year, I was in a senior one act, and I was a stage manager. And the beginning of my sophomore year, the stage manager liaison, Mrs. Jinks, came up to me and asked me if I wanted to be the ASM for that show. And so I decided to try it out and see where it went, and I really liked it. And I just stuck with it.
Matthew, one thing that's unique about Shelton Productions is that we don't necessarily have a set where we go to put on our productions. We build a lot of our own sets. Can you talk about what goes into those productions?
So normally, Mr. Houston, the technical director, will have like a plan, a size that he wants the stage normally to be to fit all the actors on. We build these platforms that fits the size, and we build enough so that during a Saturday, all crew members are called to come in and load all the stages, the platforms, into the commons, and we hook them together and put a layer on top of it to make sure it's flat. It basically builds a stage on that Saturday, and sometimes we don't get it done. We go back for another Saturday.
It seems like it takes a while. It kind of takes over the commons area. But it's interesting to see it kind of grow and develop and to see y'all working on it. Kate, I wanted you to talk about a little bit about working with Miss Hughes and getting ready for your role in Radium Girls, some things that went into that, something unique to share there.
Well, so I'm in Miss Hughes's theater class. So last year we actually read this play as a class, and we all fell in love with the plot immediately, and all of the girls. And I didn't really care what part I got, but whenever I auditioned, I just felt this really close connection with the part that I got. Her name was Grace Fryer, and after I got cast as her, I worked really hard with Miss Hughes to make sure I didn't play her whiny and complaining, but also not like the strong, resilient girl, because she was a teenager for a lot of this plot, and she was going through hell and back, and she just had a lot going on, and everyone around her, Miss Hughes told me, was pressuring her to do something, and she just always chose the right thing, which was really interesting to work with as an actor.
Matthew, the stage design was very interesting for this play. I wanted you to maybe share some stuff about that.
Well, Mr. Houston, the technical director, wanted to act like the whole plot was like time, so we had like the clock, and during the show, the clock would glow or light up, in certain times that time was running short for some of these girls. So when Catherine was about to die, we had the clock glow brighter to know that her time was running out. And that's what he really wanted to show, like, the whole time was running out for these girls and how society would treat them.
Yeah, it almost had a German expressionist look with this giant clock looking over everything. Well, thank you guys so much for joining me. It's really great to hear about this, and it was a fantastic production. And, you know, I've seen a lot of plays at Shelton, a lot of great plays, and this one was definitely one of the finest, I think, we've had yet. So,
thank you.
Thank you.
All right, this is Hunter Dusing back with Shelton High School students Daniel Bulmer. Say hello, Daniel.
Hello, world.
And Fiona Dorward. Say hello, Fiona.
Hi.
So, Daniel, you played Arthur Reeder in Radium Girls.
Yes, that's right.
You've been involved with theater quite a bit. Was this production different for you in any way, or how does it compare to your other theater experiences at Shelton?
It definitely was different. I came to Shelton last year, junior year, and wasn't that confident at that time, so I just was going with the flow. But this year I felt a lot more confident in the role that Miss Hughes put me in. I felt like I was doing a lot better job and was more comfortable in the environment that I was in.
Were you involved in theater before you came to Shelton?
Yes, I did a couple one-act plays for John Paul II High School in Plano my freshman year, but then I didn't really like it and it just didn't feel right for me. So I didn't do it sophomore year.
Okay, so how do your experiences at Shelton kind of compare as far as your creativity goes?
Oh, they're drastically different than the other schools that I've been at. It's just the environment and everybody around is just so unique in every different way. And that the other schools, I'm not saying that there aren't unique people, and that it's just here at Shelton, it's kind of overwhelming. Mm-hmm. To realize just like where you are and what's actually going on around you. It's like, oh, we all have learning differences, and yet we're putting on like this college level performance, and it's just like really mind-boggling how we can actually do that.
I thought, you know, you were fantastic in the play, and that I thought the subject matter was really heavy and well done. Fiona, so you were in the crew on the prop side of things. What made you get involved with that?
In freshman year, I was wondering if maybe I wanted to go into stage managing. So in order to see more what they did, I'd have to go into the props crew. And I just really liked it there, so I stayed.
What is it about working in the crew and props that draws you to it, that makes you like it so much and you want to stay there?
Well, crew is its own sort of community. It's kind of tight. There's the props where we get to make the little things and bring them backstage, and when the show comes around, props crew and set crew, they come together to form this one running crew, and that's when we all really bond together. It makes me happy inside.
That's great. So do you make a lot of your own props for the production?
Sometimes we make new props. Sometimes we reuse old props. Sometimes we buy new props. It just depends on what we need.
Daniel, Radium Girls is a play that's very focused on, you know, women's issues from the early 20th century. Can you talk about approaching this subject and playing a male role in this production and what you brought to that?
It was difficult, to say the least. It was, first, you had to figure out like what the time period was at that time and like know what these women were going through and know what these men were going through, having them being accused by all these women of killing them and trying to put it off on some other reason. That was very difficult for men to hear at that time, because probably they were just trying to do their job, just trying to make money, bring food to their tables for their families to eat.
You did a great job of bringing that anxiety to the role, because your character is so conflicted in the play. And I thought you did a really great job of communicating that.
Thank you. Yeah, I always had an envision of what I would want this character to look like. I figured he would be conflicted at the very beginning of this entire ordeal. He usually struggles because he knows what's ultimately right and what he's doing. And what he's trying to do is just make money, try to, like, keep his family afloat. Whereas he knows what he's doing is troubling and can be wrong. I just found that it was easier to play a struggle and conflicting views of struggling to figure out what's right and what's wrong is more telling than just accusing these girls of doing everything wrong.
Yeah, I thought it was a very well-rounded performance from you.
Thank you.
That brought those different perspectives in. Fiona, when it came to, this is a play that has a period setting. Can you talk a little bit about what went into researching the props, making it period appropriate?
Yeah, for even like tiny little details, like the pencils that the reporters used in the little ice cream box, we had to Google that and search it and then make sure that it looked believable. And so it was fun.
I noticed that there was a great attention to detail with what was on the stage, what the characters were wearing, and what they were using. Having taught that era of history in the past, you know, I'm pretty familiar with it visually, and I thought y'all did a great job of recreating it.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks, y'all, for joining us, and the play was fantastic. Y'all did a great job. Really proud of y'all.
Thank you.
Thanks.